Islandsurf.com serves up the most fashion-forward and cutting-edge brands in the surf industry. In addition to clothing and accessories, Island Surf also offers a great selection of purses, totes, backpacks, and luggage. And don't miss out on their awesome fall and winter selection of denim, hoodies, and snow outerwear. Unless you're in the South and you're black, I would avoid the hoodie. Oh, I can't do that. Since 2001, FindLegalForms.com has helped over 800,000 customers by providing high-quality and easy-to-use legal forms. They offer more than 14,000 attorney-prepared legal forms to satisfy virtually any legal need. So if you have a simple legal need and don't want to pay those outrageous legal prices, go to FindLegalForms.com.
Hey, this is Dimitri from Off, and you're listening to Car Free Radio Los Angeles Nista.
Welcome back to the Ken August Show, live in downtown Los Angeles at Skid Row Studios. You want to join me?
Oh, yeah. Real radio. It's on the internet.
Nicely done. And by nicely done, I mean not that nicely done at all.
My name is Rich Slayton. If you want my professionalism, you can get me at info@richslayton.com.
I am your host, Ken August. I am joined by the occasionally awake Rich Slayton. How are you, buddy?
Still working through it, but I can feel the vodka coming out through my pores.
We are starting hour three here at the Ken August Show. The president gave his State of the Union address this week, and like every president before him, he concluded that the union is strong and Americans are the best. He did lay out a few things he wanted to do in his second term, however, and none was more emotional than his call for gun control, which he did in front of Gabby Giffords and families of the victims from Newtown who were in the audience. This is from CNN.
I know this is not the first time this country has debated how to reduce gun violence. But this time is different. Overwhelming majorities of Americans, Americans who believe in the Second Amendment, have come together around common sense reform, like background checks that will make it harder for criminals to get their hands on a gun. Each of these proposals deserves a vote in Congress. If you want to vote no, that's your choice. But these proposals deserve a vote because in the 2 months since Newtown, more than 1,000 birthdays have been stolen from our lives by a bullet from a gun. They deserve a vote. They deserve a vote. They deserve a vote. Gabby Giffords deserves
a vote.
So
we'll do this segment.
The families of Newtown deserve a vote. The families of Aurora deserve a vote. The families of Oak Creek and Tucson and Blacksburg and the countless other communities ripped open by gun violence, they deserve a simple vote.
Hey there. So that, I'm not afraid to say that I teared up at that part, because while he's going, you know, while he's, it's the only reason I played it that long, is while he started naming off people, they're showing these people who have been affected by gun violence, either their relatives or Gabby Giffords, or, you know, herself, in the crowd, standing up. And normally, like I said, you can hear people yelling here. Normally, you get half the people clapping and the other half of the people saying, oh, I'd like that idea if I thought of it. But you know, you're not getting most people to clap, except for when you tell everyone how great Americans are, the random, you know, statement. Here, as he's naming people, these people were there. You know, people that have been affected and their lives have been shattered are there. And it's hard to not clap. It's hard to not support. Now, here's what he said, though. When you listen to it, it's they deserve a vote. Whether any of that shit is going to pass is a different story. But he's saying they deserve a vote. So the first thing that, you know, that was the most memorable of the State of the Union. A lot of the State of the Union, like I said, is the president taking a lot of time to, a lot of it's crap to me. Not necessarily his State of the Union. I just mean State of the Union in general is what I stated earlier, which is they claim, you know, everything when put on equal footing, Americans will always win out. You're like, that doesn't, you know, that's not necessarily true. Just, you're not better than somebody else just because you were born in America. That does not happen.
Well, of course you are. What you talking about?
You may be better, and your system, our system, is better than, if not every other country, almost every other country.
Every American's better than everybody else. You know it.
The sad thing is those kind of statements have to be put into the State of the Union. Yeah. They have to be. So when things aren't going well, you say, well, let's just even a playing field. Then Americans will win. And you're like, oh, that's kind of vague and not necessarily true, but okay.
I hate that State of the Union is strong statement. Because it's not, it makes no sense. When you really think about it, the idea that we're all one country is flabbergasting. When you really think about it, like, Europe makes sense. Like, Europe has the EU, they have the same currency, and they come together for defense and things like that. But in general, Europe is like, okay, you like drugs and hookers? We have the Netherlands for you. You like napping? Spain has the siesta. You
hold on,
like
hold on.
Beer?
Where do I have to go for drugs and hookers?
Well, here.
But. Okay, nice, okay. Okay.
We're on Skid Row.
That is very true. That is very true. Real hookers on the internet. That is very nice. Well, gun control, what is he going to get? I mean, he's saying all his individual parts of his plan that he has laid out, whether it's, you know, whether it's background checks, whether it is limiting the size of the clips, whether it is a ban on assault weapons, all his individual things that he has laid out, he's saying deserve a vote, as opposed to we're not even going to let it come to a vote. We're going to block it or filibuster it or stall as much as possible. So easy to get everybody to stand up and cheer for that. But is anything going to actually get passed?
Here, even if it gets passed, you have such a significant proportion of law enforcement employees who say, well, I'm against this. I don't want this. I'm not going to enforce that. You have it's not just one guy who said I'm not going to enforce it. It's been common. People going, "Well, no, this is garbage, and if they pass that, no, it's not going to be true in my county."
What? The gun control?
Yeah.
Yes, although I think more law enforcement than not fall on his side. At least let me phrase that. Law enforcement
will
in
do
the
their
higher
jobs.
Up. Well, yes, but I mean are also for less lethal weaponry on the street. I mean, none of what Obama's proposing is really going to limit cops from getting guns. That's why Christopher Dorner, by the way, had an immense amount of guns and ammo with him when he died, was because former cops are allowed to have whatever gun they can buy.
Oh, yeah.
So that wouldn't limit that anyway. And cops in general are not looking for the people that they're dealing with to have the same kind of armor that they have or the same kind of ammo and weaponry that they have. So cops in general are for, hey, let's limit the shit that can kill us.
Yeah, but not the sheriff of blah, blah, blah county and
no,
blah,
you're gonna
blah,
get,
blah.
No,
there.
You're going to get your racist idiot Joe Arpaio, and you're going to get your other people who are just diehard Republicans, and they go with the fear. They fall with the, holy shit, if they take one gun, they're going to come take all the guns. But I don't think I personally don't think anything gets through gun control except background checks. I don't think anything. The fact that background checks is even argued, that alone shows how ridiculous this argument is. And that's what drives me nuts is that do you have any siblings?
I have a younger sister.
Okay, younger sister might be a little different. For me, I have a brother. We're 3 years apart. And there's times where you have crazy fights. You'll have crazy fights over whatever topic. I mean, between me and my brother, it turns out I happen to always be right, but who knew? But
congratulations.
He doesn't know that yet. So between the two of us, we'll have whatever fight. And here's what drives me nuts is when one side is completely wrong or being a dick or just doing something just to get a rise out of you, but somebody else comes in and goes, oh, these two kids are arguing. Oh, you just both have to listen to each other or you both have to work it out. And you're like, just because there's two people arguing doesn't mean you're both equally right or equally wrong. And the argument of, well, background checks, we shouldn't have that because, and whatever bullshit, he's saying, well, there'll be a register. LaPierre has come up with so many different fucking arguments for that. It was, well, he's going to use it as a registry, and that way then now they'll know who has the guns and they'll come take them. Then it was, well, you have to be able to protect yourself against the government. And then it was, you have to be able to protect yourself against bands of crazy people in case the government can't protect you. Like, he came with every reason to not have background checks, and yet 1999 he was all for background checks. Like, how can you give me an argument that says, let's just say everybody is going to try. Oh, he's like, oh, criminals are going to try to get around background checks anyway. Okay, well, good. Make it fucking harder for them to actually get guns. Don't make it so a guy on the watch list, on a terror watch list, can just go to a gun show and buy a gun legally. That is the dumbest fucking argument that, well, people will try to get around the laws, so why have the law? Well, then why do you want to ban abortion? Why are some drugs illegal? Why is anything illegal if that is the case?
Why is murder illegal? People try to get around it.
They're going to try to get around it. And yet, for some reason, that's the other side of the argument. Like, you're supposed to take that seriously.
It's ridiculous. I mean, you know me, too. We've talked about this a number of times on the weekly wrap-up. I'm a Second Amendment advocate. Because I'm a Bill of Rights advocate, first and foremost, and because I do have some of those, like, well, what if we're in the Road Warrior apocalypse and I want to have my shotguns type
thing? I do think you're crazy for that, but it is understood, and yet you can have a rational conversation about it.
Yeah, well, I also go, but if I have a history of, oh, I don't know, let's say violent assaults, maybe I shouldn't be allowed to own a firearm. Background checks aren't a problem. If you are, let's talk about this, the conservative argument of, well, if you've got nothing to hide, then you shouldn't be against blank law. Well, when it comes to firearms, if you've done nothing wrong, you should have no problems with there being a background check into you getting the firearm.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
I want to own firearms to protect my family. I should be investigated to make sure that I've gone through the proper training and that I don't have, assault with a deadly weapon on my record and I didn't go out and write a manifesto that says, you know what, I think that for the betterment of the white race that we need to eliminate all people of color or some crazy shit. By the way, Jeremy, I have a feeling that that clip that I just said is going to get taken out of context. And next thing you know, there's going to be like, Rich Slayton says the white race needs to kill the dark people.
Yeah, you are. We now do have a clip of you being the most racist person ever in this
studio. It's already done, man.
Oh, good.
that is nice. So we got that going for you. Now, let me ask you, do you think the NRA or Wayne LaPierre actually believes that background checks would be bad or unnecessary? Or do you think, like I believe, that he is going to do that? He is just arguing that so he can give that up as a negotiating
ploy. I believe that your second point there, he's trying to keep as a negotiating chip, is definitely one of them. I think also that the NRA is more than important than anything, a lobby for an industry, not for a people or an idea.
That is correct.
And that they're afraid of background checks slowing down the sale of firearms.
I mean, that should be clear.
They're arms dealers.
That should be clear. Yet what you just said, say that again, please.
They're arms dealers.
Thank you. What you just said right there is not understood. And it shocks me to hear it on the news, to hear people talking about it. And I go, what's the NRA going to say about this? Yo, I can tell you what the NRA is going to say about this. Sell more guns and ammo.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what the fuck the problem is. Sell more guns and ammo is their perspective.
The companies that are selling guns to American citizens, guess who they also sell them to? Groups that use child soldiers in Somalia. It's not like they're using some Somalian-made weapon. They're using the same weapons made by international conglomerates that anyone's using.
Yeah.
So they don't care who has the guns. They want to sell the guns. They are the villain from the first Iron Man movie. Obadiah Stane.
That is very, very, that was a little angry dork coming out of you right there. That was very nice.
I've been on the show once or twice.
That was very, very nice. So then your final prediction, what gets passed? Gun control. By the time Obama's out of office, is anything at all passed?
Yeah, they for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, they make sure all the guns are pink.
That might be accurate. That might be accurate. What, anything else, or is that it? Do they get background checks at least?
They might get a version of background checks. I think here's the problem now is people are so unwilling to give. There's no willingness to give a point because people believe that if you give up one point, that like any breach in the wall is the fall of the castle.
Yep.
And so I would not be shocked if even the background checks are fought tooth and nail.
I think that
might get through because it's going to be really hard. It's really hard to sell the argument. No, we shouldn't check into who's buying a gun.
Especially when even the NRA, that over 92% of Americans have said they are for background checks. Over 80-something percent of people with an NRA member in their household believe you should have universal background checks.
And you know what? Not only should there be a registry of firearm owners, but we should have a thing where we go, hey, this firearm with this serial number belongs to this person.
Yeah.
So that if we find that in the hands of X other person, now we know, hey, how did that person get your gun?
Obama wants it. Obama specified he wants stronger laws to actually prevent straw man sales. You know, when people buy guns for somebody who can't get a gun on their own. And yet that is also fought. That is also fought, which blows my mind. I think eventually they get background checks done, and that is it. I think that gets argued until they give that up, and then that's all. They go, oh, all right, well, we got this at least. And even then, there'll be loopholes. President Obama also wanted to raise the minimum wage from, I believe, seven and change to something like $7.25 to $9 an hour. Of course, the Republicans didn't like that one either. Even though he said, let's tie it to the cost of living, which was an idea that was originally also endorsed by Mitt Romney's people when they were running for president. But now that Obama said it, they don't like the plan.
Clearly, it's awful.
Yeah. The plan sounded a little more black when Obama said it, and they did not like that. So they're against that as well. I don't really know how you argue. They say that'll prevent people from hiring.
I just picture some racist guy is going, all these black politicians moving into our area, taking all the good ideas. This is awful.
Nice. All right. So, he laid out a handful of plans. He also talked about leaving Afghanistan, pulling out 34,000 people, which still leaves about 34,000 people there, but saying the Afghanistan war will end by late 2014. When we come back after this break, we're going to talk about Obama's plan to deal with a problem that half of Congress doesn't even believe exists.
You are listening to Skid Row Studios.
You're 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 listening to Skid Row Studios.
We're listening to Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it with you.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
You please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe.
Welcome to Bad Advice, where the advice is free and worth every penny.
My wife and I attempted to have a frank discussion about sex with our teenage daughter. She said she and all her friends only had oral sex. She's only 16.
I actually saw an article. Teenagers, this is true. Teenagers are having less oral sex,
Less
oral than they used to, but still at a high number, which to me is just proof that the kids today are getting lazier, but still eat too much.
I am incapable of building anything I buy from IKEA. I read the instructions and it just doesn't seem to help. Am I retarded or do other people have these problems?
No, you're Jewish.
My people, we build things all the time.
What is your people?
What are you?
Yeah, what
Mexican,
is?
Mexican, Hispanic.
Hispanic.
I was like, gay people don't build things. I've been told by my parents that I was a surprise. They say the word unpleasant.
I've tasted breast milk before.
Oh, really? Tell me more about that.
It was delicious.
Yes, I have tasted my sperm. Everyone tastes their own sperm.
And what does it taste
and
like
to you? You know what? I wasn't that fond of it.
Are you sure though, honey?
Let me ask you something,
you.
And you can be honest with
Fingers
this.
Out.
If we were making out, okay, wouldn't you rather have me hold your head firmly and pull, just not hard, too hard, but a little? Wouldn't you prefer that than just a soft little kiss? Yes.
It depends, though.
It depends. Can it be anyone but you doing it? It's an interesting place to draw the line.
Yeah. I like that you're choosing women based on the men they're dating.
Well, it's going to affect the taste.
Oh.
She says, other women wonder how to have an orgasm. I wonder how to stop mine.
Oh.
I hate to brag, but I dated a woman, and honestly, I gave this woman like 30-plus orgasms.
I hate to brag, but I'm the best.
Yeah, I hate to brag, but I'm going to make up a horseshit story.
Seriously.
It's not a story.
I believe.
But I have advice for her. Right. I think she should just start dating Vic, and then those will dry up. I'm sorry. I love you, Vic.
She called you medicine.
Bad advice. Come get some.
I MyNetVideo.com is your source for low-priced DVD, HD DVD, Blu-ray, video games, and music CDs. They also have the newest releases at unbeatable low prices. You can also find games for the PlayStation 2, PS3, PSP, Nintendo Wii 2, GameCube, Game Boy Advance, and a whole bunch of Xboxes. Once again, go to inetvideo.com for the cheapest.
Listen to Skid Row Studios anytime, anywhere with the Skid Row iPhone app for your smartphone.
Skid Row Studios.
Real internet radio.
Hey, we are Awkward Conversations. Check us out on SkidRowStudios.com live every Saturday from noon to 1 Pacific Standard Time.
And you can call in 1-800-893-9562.
It's about to get awkward up in here.
Like that time that your dad confronted you.
Oh, yeah. I said, Daddy, I don't like that very much. He said, do it.
Tune in to Oral Stimulation, Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Pacific, SkidRowStudios.com.
One, we're having some fun in the bedroom all day and all of the night.
Listen to Skid Row Studios anytime, anywhere, with the Skid Row app on your smartphone.
Skid Row Studios.
Hey everybody, this is Drew Marks, host of Bad Advice here on Skid Row Studios. Listen to us every Saturday, 2 to 3 Pacific Time. If you want to call the show, call us at 800-893-9562.
Hey everyone, welcome back. This is Ken August of the Ken August Show. I am with Rich Slayton. We are live at Skid Row Studios.
Real radio on the internet.
We are talking about the State of the Union address and shit that will not happen, even though Obama said everything's looking pretty good. He wanted to talk about his plan for something that half of Congress doesn't even believe exists. That would be climate change. Let's listen to this from CNN.
The differences in this chamber may be too deep right now to pass a comprehensive plan to fight climate change. But there's no reason why Congress shouldn't at least set a clean energy standard that creates a market for innovation. So far, you haven't acted. Well, tonight, I will.
You're putting the clock up?
I'm directing my administration to allow the development of clean energy on enough public land to power 3 million homes.
They don't believe that it exists. Now, here's the thing is, 98% of climate scientists, which I guess if that's your job, you would want to believe that your job is important, but 98% of climate scientists believe in global warming, yet can't, or climate change, if we should call it. Yet, I mean, that's, yet Republicans don't buy it. I mean, that's like 4 out of 5 dentists choosing Dentine, and yet you're going with the 5th dentist.
See, there are, it's head in the sand stuff. That's all it is. As you know,
see no evil.
Yeah, hear no evil, speak no evil. And the industry is currently entrenched so much in an old business that the idea of moving forward to this stuff, that seems like it might lose money. On the other half of it too, they don't believe in climate change because liberals do believe in climate change. Let's be really honest. If liberals said there was no climate change, conservatives would say that this earth is heating up like an oven.
Well, I agree with you on the tendency to disagree with the other side. The only problem with this is that I think a big reason they don't, it's the same reason that the Republicans don't want to believe in it, or many of them don't want to believe in it, less because the Democrats do, although they would disagree with them probably or find a way anyway, but more because they don't like, in their words, restrictions on anything. So anything that's going to cost business more money because now they have to figure out a way to do things more efficiently. You know, it's minimum wage. Hey, I don't like you telling what to do with the business owners. Climate change. Hey, I don't like you telling the business owners they can't just pollute randomly. Anything where you're telling people what they have to do. That's why they always say get rid of regulations. You're like, can you be fucking specific? Because regulations weren't here and then business was built around it. You have to have, the reason regulations started popping up at all is because people were getting fucked over.
Fine. You want to get rid of regulations? Then let's stop regulating marijuana. Let's stop regulating abortion. Let's stop regulating immigration. You want no regulations? Fine. Let's get rid of them. Cool. I'm on. Let's do it.
Okay. Okay.
Here, stop regulating marriage. Fine.
I am sold with all of that. Well, that's the problem. That's the problem. One of the big problems is that the Republicans are so big on absolutes that it points out the hypocrisy. They like to say, well, you know what? If you just let the free market take care of it, free market will take care of it. You go, that doesn't make any freaking sense.
Yeah, it took care of the housing market, didn't it?
That's what I mean. It doesn't make any sense to say, well, just let people with all the money and power do what they want, and eventually everything will work itself out. Because if you haven't realized yet, when you don't have a lot of money, you don't have a lot of power.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't control anything. There is a reason why a minimum wage popped up in the first place, because otherwise you're going with slave labor, and, or as close to it as possible. You can pay as little as possible and give them no insurance and no medical coverage. Great. That fucks the whole country down the road.
The argument against the minimum wage is literally, we want to pay people too little to live on. That's actually the argument.
Yes, but the Republicans came with, well, now less people are going to get hired because they don't want to hire more people. You're like, well, you still need the people to do the jobs. So tie it to the living wage. Whatever formula you use to tie it to the living wage, so you don't have people working crazy hours and still unable to pay for their family or themselves.
Well, then in all your free time, why don't you come up with your own business in the free time you have from two jobs and a kid? Why don't you invent something so that you can be an entrepreneur and pull yourself up by the bootstraps? Who wears boots? What are bootstraps? I have no idea. I'm working 15 hours a day to be able to barely get by.
Yeah, I can't afford boots. That drives me nuts. And, you know, climate change, it's similar to when you hear people... I mean, this blows my mind. It's climate change is people who, one, already are predisposed to not believe it because their party has told them, hey, like you said, the liberals believe this, and this adds a financial burden onto the people that we're representing, onto these business owners, so let's deny this. But people who deny it don't understand it, and that's why they deny it. Now, here's the thing is, I'm not a doctor. I can't sit here and tell you why cigarettes cause cancer. But certainly when enough scientists come out and enough doctors go, hey, there's a relation, I can't go, well, I don't understand it, so it's not true. They do it with evolution as well. Hey, why, if we evolved from monkeys, why are there still monkeys? Well, you idiot, because we both evolved from something else. It's not monkeys became us and now why are the monkeys still here? That's not what happened. We split off from them, but they don't understand it. So they go, hey, it's religion as well. Hey, we don't understand it, but I've already come up with my answers. Stop figuring out new shit. And that is the, don't tell me that global, because I've seen, say global warming, you named it global warming. Well, hey, it's cold yesterday. So that can't be true. You know, how many times have you seen on Facebook a photograph of like a snowy area and somebody's like, oh yeah, global warming my ass.
Yeah, it's such a silly lack of understanding. Even the phrase, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, shows a severe lack of understanding of physics.
I don't understand physics, therefore I assume God's on it.
Yeah, there you go.
Marco Rubio, you know who Marco Rubio is? Marco Rubio...
Isn't he that Spanish basketball player?
Close. That Ricky Rubio reference, that is nice. I would not get that from Drew. He would not know who that is. Even after saying he plays basketball, he still would not know who that is. Marco Rubio, who the White House is hoping may be their answer in 4 years, at least he has a shot. He is, you know, he is one of the faces of the future for the Republican Party. Even he has to come with... Let me say where, if I can find his quote about the, they asked him how old the earth was. Now, he is a man who is on a committee that deals with, quote, science. And his answer as to how old the earth is, and talking about climate change is, first of all, he does not believe humans can change the weather. So right off the bat, I don't believe humans can change the weather. That's just God. So that's nice. You got that going for you. And then as far as whether or not the earth was made in 7 days, he said, quote, I don't think we'll ever be able to answer that. This is a man who wants to run for president and who can't. And now here's the thing is, I don't necessarily think he believes that. This is a big part of the problem. And a big part, to me, the problem of the Republican Party is I don't think he believes that. But I think he knows he has to say that in order to get enough of the voters that are Republican.
Sometimes I wish the South had won the war. I'm against slavery, but just so we wouldn't all have to be like, yeah, let's somehow agree on this trash. Just let, okay, let's have one country be Washington, Oregon, California. Let, like, Colorado, the Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, that quadrifecta, let them all come. Oh, you know, Utah, sorry, it's not part of the same thing. Let them be a country, right? Texas will be its own country, of course. The Bible Belt be one. The Northeasterners who like to punch each other in the face, let them be a thing. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
So up to you, the union is not strong.
100%. It hasn't been strong for the last 10 to 15 years at minimum. Probably not since Reagan, if you want to be really honest about it.
And I do. I do want to be honest about it.
Yeah, I think that the beginning of the end was Reagan, 100%.
I think Reagan, the beginning of the end of Reagan was about 6 years into his 8 years. I mean, but that is a problem to me with the Republican Party. When you're dealing with, do you remember the big deal and they kept freaking out over during the Democratic National Convention, and they were freaking out over the Democrats took the word God out of their platform. And you're like, who gives a shit? This is not a church document. We're talking about real people and running real lives. Why do you have to have a debate as to whether you have God mentioned in it enough to make the people who think God's running shit feel better? But that is a problem. That is part of the problem, I think, as to why the Republican Party has two responses to the State of the Union nowadays. Is because you get shit like, oh, well, I think this started when Bush was in office, when the second Bush was in office. And he was running, and they basically went, oh, man, we got a guy who's not that bright running for president, and he's our best chance. So what do? We demonize intelligence, and we call them elitists. Oh, these elitists, they don't, they're not like you. And we somehow make drinking a beer with a guy a qualification for being president. Oh, that's a guy I'd like to have a beer with. I look at the people I fucking drink with, and none of them should run anything. And that as a qualification for who should run this office. But now what has happened is they've used fear and the gathering of stupid people. And that doesn't mean everybody who is Republican is stupid. But I'm saying, in addition to add to the numbers of people voting for their own financial interests, they need more than that. Because just the people making X amount of money of white people is not going to be enough for the Republican Party to keep winning. So what they'll end up doing is they needed to scare the shit out of people. So when you talk guns, you don't say, oh, gun control. You go, oh, they're coming for everything. They're coming for everything. This is eventually just, you know, a first step to come get. It is all fear. It is, he's not from here. He's not one of us. All of that is playing to the, hey, some of you guys don't like black people. Remember that. I mean, that's not a surprise. We all know that's coming. But now what happens is when you start getting into these elections and you have people who sound stupid winning in the primary against their Republican, against their more mainstream Republican, well, now it ends up being a Democrat versus somebody who sounds like an idiot. And you
I'll take that every day.
Right. I would too. You get people like, what's his name? Karl Rove, who used to be the rightest of all the guys on the right. And he was the brain behind a lot of the Bush stuff, a lot of all of that stuff. Now he's saying, oh shit, well, we're not going to win if we keep losing primaries to these Tea Party people who don't necessarily know what the fuck they're talking about. And so he started doing this thing now where he's saying, hey, we can't lose campaigns to those people. We need to make sure we have a more reasonable individual in office. And now there's blowback against him. The most, like, the used to be hero of the right, Karl Rove, is now getting slammed for trying to get rid of the crazy people that they rely on their votes.
I'm firmly in belief that no one is right all of the time. And the thing I've been trying to deal with myself is acknowledge that I'm not always right. And I have many friends who are Republicans. But it seems to me there are two consistent threads in people who I know who are Republicans. One of them is a lack of empathy for whoever the other might be. In particular, people who don't have their same... When you talk about the more wealthy Republicans, the ones who have... Or the business Republicans seem to have a lack of empathy of... Well, I did it, so you should be able to do the same thing that I can do. Or it's the God Republicans. It's the religious Republicans. Those are the two ones that I see. And I'm trying, really trying hard to step outside of my own brain and go, okay, What are they really seeing that I'm not? And what is wrong about my point of view? But when I consistently see those are the two threads that are at the bottom of the dress of the Republican Party, I'm like, if I pull those threads, what comes next? I don't know. Does anything else come next? Or is it just like, oh, more lack of empathy? No, there's more lack of empathy. Well, I have an entire spool of no empathy.
Yeah, that seems about right. Keep pulling that thread, dude. That's all you're going to get. But now, some of the Republicans, and Rubio is one of them, they seem to know that their numbers are dwindling. And what I was talking about earlier with the rich white guy is not going to be enough. So they're giving in on immigration, although how much we'll see. They're trying to give in on immigration without really, they want to create a path for citizenship, yet they don't really want that to happen. And they don't want to give a time. They want to say, well, when the borders are secure, which means when are the borders ever going to be fully secure? But if you're not sure that the Republicans are caving on immigration, this is Marco Rubio talking about it.
Buenas noches. Soy Marco Rubio. Me siento bendecido por servir el estado de la Florida en el Senado de los Estados Unidos.
Nailed it. So what I got from that was Marco Rubio.
Oh, yeah, that's a dude.
That's about it. That's about all I got. That was from PBS NewsHour. He was the first Republican to ever give his response in Spanish.
They know it's a losing battle. That's the big thing. Republicans know that all the numbers point to Latin America making up such a bigger proportion of our country.
It's time to do the live read.
That's what they see coming. And Republicans know that they're on the losing side of this issue. Basically saying that an entire group of people don't belong here, that's a losing battle, especially when that group of people is going to be the majority not too long from now. So yep. They have to pit. This is if they knew, for example, that the entire country was definitely moving away, if we had the point where it's going to be 75% people who are against gun control or are for gun control and hate you if you're not, NRA would have no voice in this country whatsoever. So same thing with immigration. They can see the tides turning, so they're jumping on the bandwagon. Yeah. Good. I'm happy. I'm happy for the effect, but let's not buy it for a second that they're happy about it.
No, that is very true. Hey, if you've listened to the theme song and hear our out music, that is Marcus Bennett. Marcus Bennett, Bennett. And you can now get his music on iTunes. Go to our Facebook page, or you can go to iTunes and type up Marcus Bennett. Fantastic live show, although I don't think iTunes is going to fly you there. So if you can't get on the East Coast to see him live, check him out. Marcus Bennett, check him out on live. Online, 99 cents a song. I can't get you a much better deal than that. But you will be happy that you have it to listen to. This is the Ken August Show live at Skid Row Studios.
Real radio on the internet.
BestBuyEyeglasses.com. Since 1997, Best Buy Eyeglasses has been a leading optical e-tailer with 30,000-plus eyewear products, including prescription frames, sunglasses, custom-made lenses, and accessories. They carry the full line of top brands, including Ray-Ban, Versace, Prada, Adidas, and Gucci, as well as 300-plus other brands. So if you're like me and you need eyeglasses, or you're driving by sense of smell like I am, check out BestBuyEyeglasses.com.
Skid Row Studios, it's the happiest place to be. Skid Row Studios, fuck you, FCC.
Tune into The Love Bite, where all your kinky desires come true. Sundays, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time at SkidRowStudios.com.
one800clothes.com allows users to design apparel online for personal or professional use. You have the option of customizing t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, workwear, athletic wear, etc. The list goes on and on. They got it all. So if you want that t-shirt that says "Who farted?" or if you're with that guy and want the t-shirt that says "I'm with Stinky," go to one800clothes.com.
You're listening to SkidRowStudios.com. This is Keith Coogan. Tune into The Call Sheet Saturday nights, 8 to 9 p.m., and I promise to sound like I'm always on Quaaludes.
Why Mr. Beer? It's the world's number one home microbrewery, that's why. With over a million kits installed, their competition doesn't even come close. And they back up their product with an unconditional guarantee and supply their customers additional mixes and accessories so they can use their kit over and over again, which is when I like to drink. So if you're like me and need a drink every now and again to take the edge off, Go to MrBeard.com and get your own home microbrewery.
Please join me, Wime Russell, here live at SkidRowStudios.com for the Devils in the Details radio show Fridays from 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We cover everything from conspiracy theories to the truth movement. Please join us.
The South Beach Smoke Electronic Cigarette is a revolutionary smoking device that is really simple to use. It looks, tastes, and feels like smoking a real cigarette, but it's not. You puff on it like a regular cigarette, inhaling vapor, minus the harmful tar and carcinogens. In addition to being a better product than a regular cigarette, it's also an easy way to ease your way back from smoking. So if you're looking to quit and baby step your way there, go to SouthBeachSmoke.com.
Man, it's smoky in here. It's like a fucking hot box.
I can barely see my own face.
I can barely see your face.
That's because we are in the hot box, actually. And we're going to be in the hot box every Tuesday from 9 p.m. Pacific time to 10 p.m. Pacific time.
At www.skidrowstudios.com.
Yeah.
Please come get high with us.
Jelly Belly Candy Company is the foremost creator and supplier of gourmet jelly beans. Jelly Belly makes over 100 kinds of candies. The confections brand features everything from creamy chocolates to sour gummy worms to scrumptious candy corn, a treat made by Jelly Belly for over 100 years. So if you're like me and are shaped happily like a Jelly Belly, the Jelly Belly Candy Company is for you. Welcome back to the Ken August Show in downtown Los Angeles at Skid Row Studios.
Real radio on the internet.
We are still talking about the State of the Union and perhaps the State of the Republican Party. Two responses. They gave two responses for the third year in a row. One of them we heard was partially in Spanish, so I don't know what he said other than Marco Rubio. But I think that is a sign of what we were talking about before. That is a sign that the Republican Party may be splitting.
They have to. They have to right now. The problem is with the Republican Party that they've made bedfellows with people they don't agree with. Make no mistake, the business arm of the Republican Party does not like the God arm. They do not like that.
No, but I agree with you.
They tied themselves to it for a benefit.
Yes.
But they don't like them.
No, but if you remove either one of those arms, you don't have enough people to win an election.
Well, that's why they're trying to sort of figure out which arm can we push out more. And I think that we're getting to the end. I think we're getting close to seeing the end of the moral majority's effect on the Republican Party.
You think so?
I think we're hitting a fervor right now where the Republican Party's going to have to make a change. Or, I mean, it's going to be that, or it's going to be a blue country for a while. So the possibility.
Well, that or they may continue finding ways to try to change how elections are done.
Oh, yeah.
Which they are trying now, which to me is one of the biggest travesties going on. It doesn't get talked about. And when it does get talked about, people on the right who just don't pay close enough attention or just who watch Fox News, they brush that off like, oh, stop it. You know, like the fact that they are trying to minimize votes, the fact that they are trying to figure out ways instead of convincing enough people to vote for them, but instead of doing that, to limit who can vote for the other side. That is a dangerous thing, especially when it's coming from people who like to hide behind, hey, we're about what America is about.
In 2000, I think it was 2004, Fox News went to court and won the right to say things that are factually inaccurate under the umbrella of news. They literally went to court for the right to say things that are not true.
Was there a specific case or something that
was... Yeah, I mean, I was reading about it yesterday. I can't remember where I picked it up. I have to find it now.
Now, I know Fox News had a part, and I don't know if this was that case. I know there was an element where they said, no, what you guys don't understand is we have our news section, and then we have our opinion section. The problem is nobody who watches Fox News can tell the difference. So when they go from their news section to which will say, oh, hey, there was a drone flying over some farmland. People should worry that Obama's going to start bombing American citizens in the U.S. with drones. They just ask questions like that, which they know aren't true, but it sounds worrisome. That's their news department. Then they go over to Hannity, which is one of the biggest douchebags, I think, on the planet. And people don't know that that's suddenly not their news section.
So let's clarify. It's not the right to lie. It's that they don't have the burden to tell truth.
Yeah.
And that they can be Fox News and still have both opinion and news in the same channel. So it's not they won the right to come out and flat out be like, we lie, but they won the right to not be burdened with actually being required to tell the truth.
Right. But even then, the way I think they defended that and justified it was, we have our opinion section and we have our news section. The problem is it's hard to tell when one starts and the other one ends. And they don't necessarily try all that hard to figure out how to clarify that. They would rather you not know. They would rather you watch whatever their news section is and then go straight to Hannity doing a special on seeds of radicalism, shit we can make up about Obama. And you're like, okay. And they have used just asking a question in lieu of actually having any evidence. They will do things like, has Obama done this? That's enough. Now they've asked that question, and then the rest of their shows go, some people are asking this, and they'll ask that question again. You're like, that question's coming from your previous fucking host. That's the only person it's coming from.
I'm getting a lot of things here on the internet saying that I'm wrong about this court case. So I'm going to read into it more, but from what I've read about it so far, it wasn't saying we have the right to go out and go like, you, this is a thing, but exactly what you're talking about, the right to not present truth.
Yeah. That is, I remember, and I didn't know it was a specific case, but I remembered that argument being made, and I've seen some of the more reasonable voices on Fox. Like, I like Shep Smith. I like Shepard Smith, mostly because he looks like a puma, and I'm not sure he's fully human, but I like him. But there is no real distinction between when their news is over. That crap they have in the morning with the Fox morning thing, I don't know what the hell that is, but they literally get talking points. Like, that guy read talking points from the Republican Party once.
Oh, yeah.
And identified it as, hey, we just got this from the Republican Party, and it says here, and then, you know, oops, wasn't supposed to tell you I was getting that from there.
Uh-oh.
But, I mean, the whole thing is disgusting to me, but really what scares me more than anything else is the attempt to limit the votes of the other side, whether it's redrawing the district lines or changing the hours. A lot of people had to stand up and applaud. Even the people on the right had no choice but to stand up and applaud when the president, during his speech, pointed out a 102-year-old woman who was there who had to wait online for 6 hours to vote. 6 hours.
It's awful.
In a district that people were online for that long and they only had 2 voting machines. And in a richer district that had significantly less people, they had twice as many voting machines for less people.
Of course they did. Of course they did, because if you are wealthy, you deserve more.
I mean, the whole we need tougher, and it's all how the argument is phrased. I mean, when you're talking to somebody reasonable and you're saying you shouldn't make it harder to vote, nobody is saying ever that you should be allowed to vote for other people. Nobody's saying that. But if you talk to somebody, I got a handful of Republican friends who will say to me, oh, really? You shouldn't need ID to vote? You say, you do need ID to vote. First of all, you need ID to sign up to vote. Nobody's saying you should be allowed to go vote for somebody else. But you know what's not a problem? Is people going and voting for somebody else. You will get the occasional attempted voter fraud, and I'm not going to waste your time telling you which side that usually comes on.
Mm-hmm.
But you will get that. But what you won't usually get is somebody showing up, waiting online, and going in to vote as somebody else for one vote. That's it. Hey, I'm going to fake being somebody else. I don't know where that other person is. I maybe had to kill them or pretend, make up a fake person. But now I am going to go through all this to lie, pretend I'm someone else, to get one vote.
It's a silly argument.
Right. Yet those people continue to say, oh, well, you need identification to buy beer. Why wouldn't you need one to vote? First of all, these are the same people that say you shouldn't need to get a background check for guns. But they are saying, oh, what's the problem with getting stronger ID? Now, here's the problem is you already need identification to register to vote. But the stuff that they are proposing is, hey, here's something that's a little more difficult. You may have to take some time off of work, or you may have to go someplace to do this. And who's going to have more problems doing that? It's going to be older people, people who have a hard time getting around, poor people. That is generally who is affected by having to go get more identification or different kinds of identification. And there is a reason why all of these laws are only being proposed, only. It's not like, mostly. Only being proposed by the Republican Party, the side that has now lost two elections in a row. That is the only reason. And that, to me, is scary as shit.
It's pretty awful, but it's also pretty blatant. Like it's
transparent.
It's very transparent what they're doing. And so no one's sitting there going, well, you know, I really think that maybe those guys do have merit.
Like it's but you're wrong. That's what drives me nuts, that I'll talk to my buddy, and these guys, it's not that, because they're not looking at it in the same parameters
we're
looking at.
They're already on that side anyway. It's not like it's changing
there's no
minds.
Doubt. There's no doubt. But it's an argument that should be clearly one way. Nobody is saying let anyone vote for anybody else. But people on the right, and educated people, but people who will watch Fox News and get a lot of their info and their opinion from there, is they will turn around and go, oh, well, Bill O'Reilly's telling me, why would you not need ID to vote? And you're like, well, nobody's saying you don't need ID to vote. We're saying don't come up with new types of ID that you need to vote, because that is going to affect one side more than the other side. And that is what they're getting. They go, oh, you need ID for beer. I go, yeah, I understand I need ID for beer. However, I need an ID I already have. That's not a fucking problem. And if I looked 50, nobody was going to say you can't, which I do. Nobody's going to say you can't buy beer. It's just making it more difficult on one side. And so they don't see the argument you and I are seeing. It's just, oh, one side's trying to make it more difficult.
They do see the argument. They just don't care.
The people making the argument on TV see it.
You're talking about the other people.
The,
okay.
the masses who sit there and listen to it and go, oh, it's the same people that don't want to believe in climate change, because you have people on your side politically already saying why it's not true. Forget the fact that you don't really understand it and scientists are saying it. These people gave you a reason to not believe it. That's enough. That's who they're listening to. And I think that's most of the problem. I think that is most of the problem, is it's not a clear debate where you would think, oh, well, this is obvious. It is, they don't understand what is actually happening, and they're just being told, we just want people to really vote for themselves. We're trying to fight fraud.
Sure.
Fraud. Yeah, fraud that does not currently exist. It drives me absolutely nuts. But all right, let's get the headlines.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra, 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 read all about it.
Olympic superstar Oscar Pistorius wept in court as prosecutors said they will pursue a charge of premeditated murder against him for shooting his model girlfriend to death. The history-making Olympian became the first double amputee to compete in the Olympic Games, earning the nickname Blade Runner because of the running blades that he used. Drew said he would have hated to be this guy's lawyer because he didn't have a leg to stand on.
Of course he did.
Yeah, that was him. Drew, that is your fault, that joke. I assume the NRA is now going to ask to outlaw fake legs, I believe.
They should.
They probably should. In a case of be careful what you wish for, passengers of a 4-day cruise got an extra 5 days at sea when there was a fire in the engine room. Unfortunately, those 5 days were without power and working toilets, and the sewage overflowed, causing urine and feces to float down the hallway.
If you knew anything about how those cruises actually run, you would never go on a cruise ever.
I have been on one cruise, and it was last year, and it was awesome. Although I will say this. Despite all the stuff going on, if I was on this cruise, and despite the fact that it was a disaster, I would still be the guy constantly calling the crew going, hey, there's a pile of shit outside my door. Can somebody scoop that up for me?
This isn't rare. Cruise fires aren't rare. These cruise companies, they keep their headquarters in like Panama and the Bahamas so too they can avoid regulation. And also, by the way, avoid lawsuits.
Yeah. A lot of these people, although getting stuff, will not, they say, have any sort of recourse because they've all signed something that basically said, well, this is not really, if anything happens, it's not the crew's fault or the ship's fault. However, like I said, I've been on a cruise. and I fattened up nicely and I drank nicely and it was a great time. But I also paid for the all-you-can-drink and no-shit-in-the-hallway package.
Oh, good.
So that I had that going for me. Responding to calls from the National Rifle Association to arm teachers, America's most famous redneck, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, sent 3,450 gun-toting volunteers to monitor Arizona schools, even though nobody was asking for that kind of protection. Local news affiliate reported that there is no reason for anyone else when Arpaio's posse is around, because most of the people you need to worry about are actually in the posse. There's criminals, domestic abusers, there's child sex offenders that are in this posse that he has going around protecting schools.
Of course. You know what I would love to do is take maybe, let's say, 8 million Californians and move to Arizona and then just completely change the entire political landscape in Arizona.
Has anybody gained more recognition from just being a dumb redneck or sounding like a dumb redneck? I wouldn't normally accuse Trump of being a redneck, but stupid. Then Joe Arpaio,
pretty good. Oh man, he hunts and he's a singer. What's his name?
Ted Nugent.
There you go. Oh. I think he's probably the most famous redneck.
Yeah, that guy is just as dumb as could be. So Arpaio has actually had, they found a guy who was arrested for trying to hook up with, what was it? Let's see, 13 to 17 year old girls online. Nice.
I mean, where else to go with 13 to 17 year old girls?
That is a valid question.
You can't find him in a bar.
Junior high, I guess you can. This guy.
Blend in a little bit with your beard, though.
Oh, yeah, no, not for me. I would not be good with it. John Alleman, an unofficial spokesman for the Heart Attack Grill, died of a heart attack. He's not the first spokesman to die from the Heart Attack Grill. He follows in the big, probably sweaty footsteps of the 575 pound previous unofficial spokesman who died from complications of being gross. Dude. The Heart Attack Grill. Did you go there? It's in Vegas.
No. I mean, it sounds tasty to go there once.
Yeah. The person who died, by the way, loved the quadruple bypass burger, and he was there every day.
Vegas is the only town where you go there and the entire fun you have is based on trying to lose. Like, I'm going to go and try to lose money. Then I'm going to try to lose at picking up chicks. Then I'm going to try to lose my money while chicks get hot. The whole city's predicated on the idea that losing is fun.
While chicks get hot.
Whatever.
You
naked.
You were drinking rapidly. I like it.
We went deep.
What I liked is I did a story on this on the weekly wrap-up a few weeks ago, or a few months ago, I should say, and there was a woman who had a heart attack who everybody was pointing at her and taking pictures because they just thought she was faking it because it's the Heart Attack Grill. So as they wheeled her into the ambulance, people were taking pictures. And a woman also collapsed while eating a double bypass burger, smoking cigarettes, and drinking a margarita.
Oh, that's a recipe for success.
Yeah. If she didn't have a heart attack, somebody should have run over and punched her in the heart because that is not a good diet.
And taking her margarita because those are expensive.
I would have taken a margarita. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was arrested Wednesday after tying himself to the White House gate to protest the Keystone Pipeline. Daryl Hannah was also arrested, although she might have just been there from a party the night before.
How could they tell them apart?
The Sierra Club executive director was also arrested. For the first time in the group's 120-year history, a club leader was arrested in an act of civil disobedience. Now, what cracks me up about that is the club's board of directors approved the action beforehand in a vote. Is it really civil disobedience if you have a board of directors voting on whether or not you can do that?
You know, I don't have an answer for that one. I'm out.
This is bullshit. Former representative of Illinois, Jesse Jackson Jr., is going to plead guilty to violating campaign finance laws. Little known fact, you're not allowed to use campaign funds to buy a $4,600 fedora from Michael Jackson.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah, who knew? Who knew?
I'm not running.
I am curious to see how Jesse Jackson Sr. is going to make this story rhyme when he tells it, but $750,000 out of his campaign finance fund.
For fedoras.
No, for fedoras, capes, $10,000 worth of Bruce Lee memorabilia, $20,000 in Michael Jackson memorabilia, some Martin Luther King memorabilia, and fur coats and capes.
He just thought he was getting paid.
Ah, nice. A federal prison guard is 8 months pregnant with the child of a cop killer inmate from her prison. She is going to name the baby after the father, though the baby's name is number 36527 Junior.
Or Eazy-E.
Eazy-E. This woman is also facing 15 years in prison for sexual abuse of a person in custody. Is that really sexual abuse?
I'm sure he was very upset about it.
Yeah, yes. He did leave a note, which makes you, you know, really root for him. He left a note that basically said, I just need a quote, I just need a baby before these pigs try to take my life.
You know what's weird is that the Pope actually tried to cover that up, too.
Nice, nice. It's easy to cover things up when you have a hat that big.
Oh, yeah.
That is very nice. It is time for, you know what, it is not time for a douche of the week because I think we are running out of time. But I would like to thank you all for joining us. What do you got coming up, Rich?
This Wednesday night at 11:30, I'll be at the Universal Bar and Grill yelling about my dick at drunk people.
Are you going to be doing a set, or you just do that anyway?
A little bit of both.
Nice.
And then if you come on Thursday the 28th for real in Santa Barbara.
Beautiful. Thank you for listening to the Ken Augustus Show. We are live at Skid Row Studios.
Real radio on the internet.
You're listening to Skid Row Studios.
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 Yes, yeah.
We're listening to Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it with you.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
You please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe. Okay.